Good afternoon and welcome to the Genoa Asset Management Fixed Income Update. I'm Peter Baden, Chief Investment Officer for Genoa, and we're wondering, is the Fed channeling their inner Paul Volcker? For your reference, we're recording this on Friday afternoon, October 7th, 2022. Paul Volcker was chairman of the Federal Reserve Board of Governors from 1979 through 1987. He and his board are widely credited with curbing the high rate of inflation in the 1970s and the early 80s. He accomplished this by raising the overnight Fed funds rate to a level of 20% in March of 1980 and again in May of 1981. It wasn't until February of 1982 the Fed relented and allowed the overnight rate to ease. As different Fed governors give talks, they point to the lessons of the 70s about not raising enough or easing too soon. This is a significant change from the earlier soft landing message. The chairman has spoken to the risks of recession and the need to go through this period to set up the next decade of growth and prosperity. So, as we look at the last 2.5 months of 2022 and into 2023, where does this leave us? A revisit of double-digit Fed funds rates or 12 more months of higher rates? We don't think so. Inflationary forces seem to be stabilizing, and cracks are starting to show up in the economy and the markets. This cooling and cracking could allow the Fed to finish raising rates with a few increases, pause for a period, and then begin to ease. Looking at the CME Fed Watch tool, the markets expect the Fed to increase the overnight rate 75 basis points in November, another 50 basis points in December, and perhaps another 25 early next year. That should get us to a Fed funds range of 4.5% to 4.75%. That's a long way off from 20%, but we think it's enough to slow economic growth. Inflation, while still running high, is not surprising to the upside, and the most concerning part, shelter, has seen significant pullbacks recently. But these shelter numbers will take time to work through into the index, about 6 months, and that means higher overnight rates for longer. Cracks in the economy, like the FedEx report of slower traffic, or cracks in the market, like the UK gilt crisis, will continue to occur as we work through this. Know what you own, limit your risks, but remain opportunistic. To quote Paul Romer, Stanford economist, a crisis is a terrible thing to waste. Look at the tables that we provided on the website. This is a good time for savers to lock in yields not seen in years in high-quality U.S. treasuries, corporates, and municipals. Will it be the highest yields we see? Hard to know. But you will know you are earning an attractive yield on high-quality bonds no matter what happens in the markets. You can find out more about Genoa and find those tables about the rates at www.genoaam.com. Have a great week, and may all your returns be positive.